Imagine bringing home your Christmas tree only to find some unwelcome guests have come with the Christmas tree. Joining us live, our WTOP Garden editor, Mike McGrath. He's our Friday Yard Warrior. What's up your sleeve here, Mike?
Something we've never heard of in the 11 years I've been on TOP. You drive past these Christmas lots and you see that some of the trees are bundled up tight. And I always assumed that these were trees that after the normal ones were sold, they'd open them up so people could look at them and then rewrap them on the way home. But people were buying these trees that had been sitting out in the lot wrapped and get some really nasty surprises when they got the tree home. A woman in Arlington opened it up in her living room, found that the trunk was covered with mold. And then another woman in North Potomac opened it up, and the tree had apparently been hoarding pets. It was covered with insects, spiders, and ants.
Oh,
so,
my.
Yeah, it's Jack Skellington's kind of Christmas. He would have been smiling, but I don't think anybody else would have.
Well, don't people want to see what the tree looks like anyway?
That was my thought. How can you buy a tree that's all wrapped up? Because you know that's the one that's missing three quarters of the side that's going to face out into the room.
All right, Mike, take us home here. Tell us what we can do to make sure this doesn't happen.
Well, first of all, never buy a tree that's already wrapped up. You have to inspect it for mold on the trunk. You have to inspect it for bare spots. And if you do buy a pre-cut tree, as opposed to going to a Christmas tree farm, which we highly endorse, buying local is everything right now. Make sure, even if there's no other problems, you cut that extra inch off the trunk and you sit it in a bucket of water for 24 hours.
Good advice from our WTOP Garden Editor Mike McGrath, our Friday Yard Warrior.
It's 8:54.